A reading from 1 John chapter 4. Beloved, let us love one another, because love is from God. Everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. Whoever does not love does not know God, for God is love. God's love was revealed to us in this way. God sent his only Son into the world so that we might live through him. In this love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be an atoning sacrifice for our sins. Beloved, since God loved us so much, we also ought to love one another. No one's ever seen God. If we love one another, God abides in us and his love is perfected in us. By this we know that we abide in him and he in us, because he has given us his Spirit. And we have seen and do testify that the Father has sent his Son as Savior of the world. God abides in those who confess that Jesus is the Son of God, and they abide in God. So we have known and believed the God that God has for us. So we have known and believed the love that God has for us. God is love, and those who abide in love abide in God, and God abides in them. Love has been perfected among us in this way, that we may have boldness on the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. There is no fear in love, but perfected love casts out fear. For fear has to do with punishment, and whoever fears has not reached perfection in love. We love because he first loved us. Those who say, "I love God," and hate a brother or sister are liars. For those who do not love a brother or sister whom they have seen cannot love God whom they have not seen. The commandment we have from him is this: those who love God must love their brothers and sisters also. The word of God for the people of God. Have you seen it this season? Me either. I've been behind on all my Christmas movie watching. I'll get caught up sometime. I have like 24 hours to catch up on the Christmas Story. So we'll see how that goes. And if I don't, maybe it'll put my eye out. I don't know. You know, in a lot of ways, I have a very simple and pragmatic faith in God. Actually, that extends to my world outlook, as I believe that our beliefs should influence how we look at the world. One of my flaws, at least in the sight of some, is that I really believe that one person can change the world. Need to chew on that a little bit. Some of you are thinking, "Boy, you're crazy." At least I might be channeling my daughter right now. I don't know. But think about it. Jesus did that. He changed the world. And no one has ever done more to influence the world than Jesus. In 3 short years of teaching, he healed the sick, he fed the hungry, he taught us how to love one another. One person, although we believe him to be more than human, has had the most influence on world as a culture, as the way we look to one another. No one has done this better than Jesus. We see him in our art and in our music. We see him in our laws. We see Jesus in how we care for one another and care for the earth. We're called Christians for a reason. The word Christian, with Christ as the main body of the name, means little Christ. It speaks to our calling to be as Jesus was, to do as he did. As he prepared the world for the kingdom of God, we are to continue that work. Now, George Bailey, that's one who had the ability to change the world, not only through his life, but his absence of life. If you've not seen the movie, I won't give you much more of that. But as we saw in the video, without George's effort to love as Jesus loved, the world was a sadder place. His brother died. His wife remained solitary. The poor people of Bailey Park didn't have affordable homes. A troop over in the war did not survive because his brother wasn't there to save them. We know the story. I assume that all have seen the movie. And if not, take the time. It's timeless. And at its roots, it's a Christian classic. And it proves that one person can make a difference and change at least a part of the world. Now, there's a similar story that's told in song about the difference a person can make. And I'm going to apologize because, as you can hear around us today, we're not all in good voice. So I need your grace if this doesn't come across as I hoped it will. As the lyricist says, if you want to arrange it, this world, you can change it. If we could somehow make this Christmas thing last by helping a neighbor or even a stranger, and to know who needs help, you need only just ask. In the words of Jesus, go and do likewise. Amen.